This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me,
Wow.
With me, always a pleasure, and I do appreciate it, I really do. And look, get involved in the conversation, get involved in supporting the show. As I've said a million times now, you know, I reach out to people on a regular basis. I want you to know what's going on. There are several social media outlets, including Facebook, you know, and others, that are cracking down on conservative content. They make it very hard for you to find it. You know, we've heard from other people, too, when they go looking for the show, they can't find it. You have to, you know, and Facebook has told me that the way I can fix the problem I'm having without everybody getting, not everybody gets to notice that the show is starting, is I need to go in and send invitations to tens of thousands of people all over again. Because, you know, I don't have anything to do other than sit there and go, invite, oh, no, not you, forget that person. Okay, invite, and, you know, because I have nothing else to do but that. It's just craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I very much do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. All right, so we're going to do some of the more lunatic-y stories. All right, because I am so tired of this stuff. And every little goofball story. You know, you have, there's a picture that you guys have seen on the internet where you have this little girl standing next to a truck or some kind of truck. And she's bawling her eyes out. And mainstream media says, a picture of a little girl being separated from her parents. The only problem is, it didn't happen. The two-year-old girl was sitting there crying because of all the activity around her. She was freaked out by it. Right? She was never taken from, she was actually never separated from her mother. Ever. So let that sink in for a minute. But you'll never hear that from the left. They're not willing to tell you about that. And then this other thing. I don't know. Did you hear about, what's her name? Melania Trump's, her coat that she wore. I don't understand this. A couple of you have sent this to me. I still don't get it. It's a photo of Melania Trump. It's
Echo.
Huh? What echo?
There's an echo on the video.
Oh, well, that helps me when I, yeah. Anyway, I'm working on it. Where was I?
Melania Trump's coat.
Right. Do you see what the coat says on it?
Mm-hmm.
You want to help me out here?
Okay.
I mean, I don't, what's everybody upset about with the coat?
Okay.
I mean, It says something about, I don't care.
Yeah, but she's heading to the immigration facility.
I really don't care, do you? Graffiti, there's graffiti on the back of it. Yeah, but did she wear it on purpose? Did she specifically pick that coat out?
Nobody knows.
And is it real? Somebody's saying it might not even be real. It might have been photoshopped on there or something.
I don't know that.
Well, I don't either. Nor do I want to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Do we still have an echo?
Nope.
Okay. I know I was good at what I did sometimes. All right, so somebody threw that up. I looked at the jacket. Says, I really don't care. Do you, according to Donald Trump, his official Twitter site, whatever. Written on the back of Melania's jacket, it says, refers to fake news media. Melania has learned how dishonest they are, and she truly no longer cares. Oh, so it was real, but it was aimed at the media. Okay? You're going to write what you're going to write, and I don't care. I'm good with that. I think we should do a whole line of clothing like that. Right? I mean, anybody with me on this? Seriously. All right, let me back to my story, the one that just floors me. You know, the left has come out as a bunch of self-righteous, God-fearing, God-loving. I haven't figured out what God yet, though. I love the fact that you had people like Hillary Clinton and others quoting Scripture. But they didn't quote the whole Scripture. You guys, if you've been listening for a while, you know we've already been through this. They only quoted, like, 10 words out of a whole paragraph. You know, Jesus said, bring the little children to me. But what's the whole context of that? What was he talking about? If you don't believe Jesus even exists, which most of you don't, I don't mean listeners, I'm talking about the ones that were screaming the Scripture. Right? What did he substitute that with the, and if I'm not around, bring them to the U.S.? Is that what he said? Because I haven't found that Scripture yet. And when he talks about who and what to take care of, if you're gonna bring the Bible into government, let's bring the whole thing in. You don't get to pick and choose. Pro-abortion Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said that she's wearing the armor of God to battle President Trump. Wow. So, are you wearing the armor of God when you're pro-abortion? Are you wearing the armor of God when it's okay to stop a life? Are you wearing the armor of God when you're willing to talk about how at 22 months, 21 months, I think it is, almost all, doctors say it's a viable life, when most other countries won't allow an abortion after 22 weeks? You know, the question I have is, what God are you wearing the armor for? It's just a question. Think about it during the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Thank you so much for being with us, for spending time with us, for being part of the solution. I very much appreciate that more than you know. You know, and we do have to get on one accord. We do have to be, together on these things. We do have to be willing to fight without caring what the other side's going to say to or about us, for that matter. Pro-abortion Democrats are pulling out religious quotes. Well, what I love about this, too, is it's not just pro-abortion Democrats. You know, it's like I said the other day, shortly after Donald Trump got elected, all of a sudden the Democrats, what did they find? They found the Constitution. All of a sudden, they start quoting with the Constitution. You know, when when President Obama was in, we would talk about the Constitution. They would look at you and smile like it didn't matter. Or that it didn't count, for that matter. Pro-abortion Democrats have pulled out all the religious quotes to blast the Trump administration amid reports about the immigrant children being separated from their parents at the borders. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York told Politico this week that she is wearing the armor of God to battle the Trump administration. God. I bet you she couldn't, without an electronic device, I am willing to bet you she couldn't find that in the Bible, let alone quote it from the Bible. Right? Gillibrand described herself as a passionate, faith-inspired advocate for children. She said that she believes in the right and wrong and regularly attends Bible studies in the Capitol. But her devotion to her Christian faith, and Christian falls short when measured up to her long history of abortion advocacy. It's really funny. You cannot. There is no way. And some of you are going to tune out right now. There is no way that you can justify abortion from Genesis to Revelations in the Bible. If you as a person of faith, if you as a person who is screaming about Christian doctrine, when Jesus says, bring the little children to me, and you are for partial birth abortion, when does that glob of cells with a heartbeat become a person? When is that, and I'm only talking to the Christians right now, you Christian legislators, when does that little blob of cells become worth saving, worth bringing to Jesus? He didn't tell you to bring it to him in parts and pieces. Yeah, I'm getting gross. Because I'm so tired of this. This has been going on for years, and probably a lot longer than I've been around. But since I've been paying attention and watching, you, as a Christian, you can't condone abortion. It is physically impossible. You can't find it in the Bible. Now, some of you, I was going to kick out. If you write me after I say stuff like this, well, Joe, the Bible doesn't talk about abortion, and it doesn't talk about same-sex marriage, and it doesn't, well, you know what? It doesn't talk about smoking either. It doesn't say thou shalt not smoke cigarettes. Thou shalt not snort cocaine or smoke cocaine, crack cocaine, right? Thou shalt not ingest marijuana in high doses. It doesn't say any of that. That's why the Bible says study to show yourself approved, not read it like a Reader's Digest version of a novel. When the Bible tells you to take care of your body, to put in it what helps it be, you know, work right and work the way God intended it to work. That means you shouldn't be smoking three packs of cigarettes a day. I'm sorry, I am a recovered smoker. I stopped smoking, I think, in my 20s, something like that. And they always say that the people who stop smoking are the worst. I'm not going to pound on you. That's between you and God or you and whoever. But you can't look at, you know, it was somebody who looked at me and said, hey, you're a Christian, right? He said, yeah. And he goes, well, isn't your body supposed to be the temple of God? And I said, yeah. And he goes, so why are you smoking? Like, I don't know. So you can't say you're devoted to your Christian faith as you advocate for looser abortion laws. Right? Now, according to the report, referencing the devil's schemes from the book of Ephesians, the New York senator said, President Donald Trump administration qualifies for that label. If you were talking in Christian language, well, I thought we weren't supposed to. I thought we were supposed to have a separation, but I guess not, okay? To me, yes, these are all things that come from the darkness that are ripping children from their mother's arms. That's outrageous. I mean, that's not a positive good thing. Yeah, but Kirsten, how do you rectify where Jesus tells us to live by the laws of the land? How do you rectify what Jesus says we're supposed to render unto Caesar what is his? We're not killing these children like you are in the womb, like you advocate for. We're actually trying to make sure that those children are not with coyotes or sex slave traffickers. So if those kids are ripped away from their so-called parents for a couple hours, what's the big whoop? Wouldn't that be okay just to take the time to make sure they're safe? Or is that bad too? Right? I'm just asking. She ducked calling Trump himself evil or saying that the person She accuses of acting out the devil's schemes as the devil himself. Notice these people throw this, you know, he's Hitler, he's this, he's that. But there's no, what is he doing that's Hitler-esque? What's he doing that's devilish? Pulling their kids away? I could get really scriptural, you guys. I get really religious here and probably lose most of you. The devil's fighting for your soul. The devil doesn't want you to have any part of God. I'm sorry, where does that fall in to making sure that these kids are protected? And that passage is about believers taking up the armor of God. Right? Put the breastplate of righteousness on. I bet you she can't tell you any of this. The helmet of salvation. You are no one's salvation, Senator. Nobody's. Christ is your salvation. That's it. And the sword of the Spirit. Where do they get these things? Where do they get off thinking they can come up with 5 words out of the Bible or 8 words or 10 words and that's okay? My understanding, I'm not sure this is, but she's the only Democrat who attends the Wednesday group Bible study. Okay? The group that was convened by Senator Jim Langford really was there that morning in December when aides pulled her out after Trump tweeted about her begging for campaign contributions not so long ago. And she really does see herself as wearing the armor of God, including, in the words of Ephesians, the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. But Trump is not the evil one. Even if you believe him to be a tool of the devil, he's not the evil one. Do your homework, Senator. That's not what that means. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Come on back. We'll have more of a Bible study after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
As the House votes to reject one of two Republican bills to deal with immigration, the president at the White House accusing Democrats of supporting loopholes in the immigration laws, saying they're slowing down efforts to reform our immigration system.
We have
come up with a lot of solutions, but we have Democrats that don't want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up.
The president saying we have the worst immigration laws in the history of the world. The conservative community mourning the loss of columnist Charles Krauthammer. He'd announced earlier this month he was in the final stages of battling cancer. Krauthammer on Fox talking about his eventual move to conservatism.
As a doctor, I'd been trained in empirical evidence. I mean, if the treatment is killing your patients, you stop the treatment. And I sort of, I moved gradually to the idea of a more limited society, smaller government.
Krauthammer was 68 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really, truly being part of the conversation. And I mean that sincerely. You know, whether you're in the chat room on our regular webpage or you hop up on Facebook, wherever it is, you know, and again, you got to find out. You got to listen. You got to find out what other people think, how they're approaching these things, in order for you to be able to. I don't want to say fight back, because it always sounds like I'm talking about beating on somebody, and I'm not. But for you to be able to push back, for you to be able to respond, you need the information. I'm amazed at times when I'm, and I guess I'm not, because I'm in it all day. But I'm amazed at times that some people really don't know that this stuff is happening. When you say to somebody, you know what's going on at the border, yeah, they're keeping families from coming. No, they're not. Let me tell you what's happening. And when you tell them, they're dumbfounded. I didn't hear any of that. Well, what are you listening to? Well, nothing. I think I caught the news, but that was it. So they're catching those breaks at the top of the hour. You got to help inform people. You got to get involved. Anyway, we're talking about the pro-abortion senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Thinks she's actually fighting for God. She actually believes, and it's really funny because there isn't a religious leader, probably on the planet, Catholic, Christian, whatever, that believe. Well, I'll put it this way. Can believe, preach, and prove that the Bible approves of abortion. So, I don't know what she's talking about. She goes on to say that many of Trump administration's actions are rooted in hate, including building a border wall, marginalizing transgender military members and children, pollution, and a lack of support for immigrant children. I mean, those aren't biblical contexts. Those are political contexts. No, seriously. When building a border wall, is she serious? Let me tell you what, lady. From a biblical perspective, heaven has a wall around it. You don't get in but one way. I'm sorry. Help me understand that one. And what you call lack of support for immigrant children, some of us call protecting immigrant children. You think they should... Oh, you and Pelosi could be walking arm in arm on this one. Again, really funny. It's the Bible thing that throws me over the top when they start throwing this stuff in there. Like they have a clue as to what they're talking about. She goes on to say there is a right versus wrong. Unfortunately, wrong is winning. Right, So let me get this right. All 60-some-odd Americans that voted for Trump are wrong and evil and nasty. That's what you say. You said your job is to stand firm. No, your job is not to use, and I'm quoting you guys, your job is not to use your Christian background or foundation or biblical principles. No. Your job is to do the will of the people. And if you go look at the polls, you're not in the right. You're wrong. She said that she needs to stand firm and to have the belt of truth around her waist. Is that a biblical term? Did I miss that one? Yeah, I don't think I heard that one either. In 2015, Gillibrand refused to even consider what the truth might be about Planned Parenthood. She wouldn't even look at it. She wouldn't even look at what was going down there. A major donor to her political campaign was Planned Parenthood. So money they were making off of killing babies, she had no problem taking. When the baby part abortion scandal came out, who did she side with? The evil ones. Planned Parenthood. So I guess support for children only come for the ones that come over the border. I think she's a New York senator, right? I'd be curious what she's doing for the little children in her area. How she's supporting and protecting them. Is she making sure they get a good education? Is she making sure they're not going to grow up dependent on the government? Is she making sure that they're taught properly? I'm just asking. I mean, I'm curious. She's, again, received tens of thousands of dollars from Planned Parenthood, which really, let's rephrase that. She's received tens of thousands of dollars in taxpayer money funneled through Planned Parenthood. Now, she may see the actions of Trump as evil, but let's not kill ourselves, right? This is a major thing for the Democrat Party. This is like one of their top 10 commandments. Thou shalt be allowed to abort children. She belongs to a political organization that tried chasing out all of its pro-lifers. Remember, from the top came the message, if you're pro-life, this isn't your party. And Pelosi had to jump. I mean, the biggest nut job of the crew had to jump in and try to save them. And then what they decided was, okay, you can be pro-life and you can be part of the party, but you got to keep your mouth shut. You can't, no advocacy. Shut up. Wow. The big tent party, the open to new ideas. Right? And there are Trump, listen, I realize there are Republicans that oppose Trump. I got that. But really, some of this stuff, right? Some of this stuff is just craziness, gone over the top craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate it. Okay, this is a good one, too. I love this one. I don't know if you guys heard about the DHS secretary. Basically, for all intents, this is being chased out of a restaurant. Right? And I love this stuff. It doesn't get any better than this. I just love this stuff. You know, this. What happened to love Trump's hate? What happened to you know, I love you. I'm on your side. I want, you know, we want to all get along. We don't want evil in the midst of us. And yet you're the guys that are doing this crazy stuff. Liberals and progressives, lefties, were in a state of constant outrage. Right? Before President Trump took office. I mean, they were ripping up college campuses, burning down CVSs in Baltimore. They were just like all over everything all the time. Always in a fit of rage. Always because somebody was doing something wrong to them, in their mind. The latest instance of leftist rage is centered on Trump's administration's zero-tolerance border enforcement, right? And it only means temporary separation from their parents. Now, except for the 10,000 kids that were sent up here without their parents to begin with, we didn't take them away from their parents, therefore we have no way to return them to their parents. One of the main targets for the leftist outrage is the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, who found herself the subject of an incredibly rude protest while she attempted to simply have a dinner at a D.C. area Mexican restaurant. So, the incident, I love this, which was broadcast live on social media and received rave reviews from loons on the left, resulted in Nielsen leaving the restaurant after enduring more than 10 minutes of protesters loudly shouting, shame, and end family separations at her. The group responsible for the protest that ruined Nielsen's dinner, as well as other dinners in the restaurant, is the Metro D.C. Democratic Socialists of America. Let that sink in. Right? Now, they're reportedly affiliated and allied with a local Antifa group dedicated to the abolition of immigration and customs enforcement agencies. So, again, anybody comes in, anybody's part of the process, anybody can do what they want to do. They start screaming at her, how dare you spend your evening sitting here eating dinner as you're complicit in the separation and deportation of over 10,000 children. A lie. Misinformation. And they wonder why we don't take them seriously. And screaming at her. Right? How civil. Because if that is love Trump's hate, I don't want any part of it. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Time. Be back in a few minutes.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of Nutramedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing Nutramed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call or order line 888-212-8871.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-55. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. And, when it comes to stories like this, they make me nuts because, again, you talk about people wearing their Christianity on their sleeve. I might hear that all the time. And we're told that we can't bring our religious beliefs into certain situations, and then yet all of a sudden the Democrats are throwing scripture out all over the place. Give that some thought, before we let them get away with it. And then the whole love Trump's hate thing. I'm still confused by that. Because when Martin Luther King talked about this kind of stuff, it was a nonviolence. They were going to protest in love. Nonviolence. Right? So how can you, here we have the righteous ones, if you would, or the ones that believe themselves to be righteous. They perform or they have an Antifa type of attack on DHS secretary, and she's simply just trying to have a dinner by herself, a quiet dinner. And they go in and start yelling. They start screaming at her. And see, as Donald Trump proved, President Trump proved, they really don't want what they say they want. Really. You know, Chuck Schumer, right? He had the pen. And he said, you know, President Trump, you can sign the order now to stop the separation of families. Well, he did do that. That wasn't enough. It doesn't go far enough. You can make it for a longer period of time. No, actually, I don't think he should. Schumer, I think you should get off your butt, and instead of yelling at the president and yelling at conservatives and trying to be righteous and using the fake tears, I think what you need to do is get your butt in there with your other buddy, Pelosi, and a few others, and sit down and come up with a real plan that you can hammer out that both sides can work with. Because here's, I'll tell you, at this point, I'll tell you what I'd love to see happen. First of all, spineless Republicans, I hope you're replaced in November, period. I'm already there. I'm elated that Ryan is retiring. We dodged a bullet with him being the vice president. Sorry, not there. So I hope a lot of these wishy-washy, squishy-spined Republicans go away, and I hope they're replaced with strong right-wing conservative Republicans. I hope the Dems get slaughtered in the race, that we pick up more seats in the Senate and more seats in the House. And then here's how I see this. If the Republicans don't put real immigration reform down, real welfare reform, I mean, really, go through and clean up all these laws that have been thrown at us for decades, then replace them all with Democrats. What's the difference? Man, if you know what, if they won't step up and change things, then let the Democrats take over, and I'll take everything I can from them. They give me all the money and health care and whatever. Why keep fighting it when we fight for these guys to go in there and have them hand it over to us? Seriously. Anyway, the group, where was I? Oh. So they're yelling at her in the Mexican restaurant. Can you believe this? Washington Examiner's, let me see, hold on. The Washington Examiner's chief political correspondent, Byron York, even noted a rather racist tweet in support of the protesters against Nielsen, saying that was posted by CNN's Republican panelist, Anna Navarro. She is no more Republican than I am a communist. She said, now check this out. Navarro sends out a tweet saying, are there no Norwegian restaurants in D.C.? Come on, what is she saying? You got to stay with your own kind? You should eat the food of your own kind? What did she say? I'm kind of confused. Right? York noticed a clear implication from Navarro that Nielsen should stick to her own ethnicity in choosing restaurants, as if it was wrong for people to enjoy the cuisine of other ethnicities and cultures. I mean, isn't that what the left used to do? Didn't they used to push us to be more diverse? Try more things? Isn't that what we do when we raise our kids? Try different foods, meet different peoples, go to different places? Apparently it's wrong. It's what I used to say to the show a lot, was that the Amazons were right, or the Mayans were right. The world did end in 2012 as we know it. It didn't explode. Didn't blow up and go somewhere else. It just started spinning in reverse. Everything that's right is now wrong. York pointed out an additional display of anti-white racism from an anti-Trump Navarro. She actually, remember the, what was it, the soup Nazi? Remember him? Navarro put another tweet which said, hey, no enchiladas for you. Hey, Anna, no cannolis for you, honey. No spaghetti and meatballs. No, you should be, you know, the one thing about that woman, I'd love to get her on the show. She's always mad. And I don't mean sometimes. I mean always. She is always mad. Right? I mean, you hear her all the time. Now, perhaps even worse than Navarro's racism is her cheering on of the incredibly antisocial tactics that the left protesters use to disrupt restaurants, go into places like they have no right to do that. You don't have a right to protest. Now, here's the where was the restaurant owner in all this? I would have thrown them out. You have a paying customer there. They don't have a right to protest. You don't go in there to listen to a protest or listen to a certain way. I'd find out what restaurant it is and put it on the conservative blogs. Let them know what's going on. But I tell you what, if anything comes out of this incident, it shows you how real Trump derangement syndrome actually is. Think about that. How hateful, how out of your mind hateful do you have to be to stand next to somebody eating at a table, screaming at them about how bad and nasty they are? Really, come on, how out of your mind, how out of sorts do you have to be? Can you imagine if a pro-life group had done the same thing to Cecil Richards, president of Planned Parenthood, while she was having a dinner somewhere? You think Navarro and the left would come out against that? I mean, come out and support that kind of thing, make fun of Cecil Richards? No, of course not. That's what's called hypocrisy. They're full of it. They never stop. You know, these behaviors are out of bounds, and they never say anything about it, except when it's from the left, from the right. You look at what Roseanne Barr wrote, and then Peter Fonda. You think he'll be blackballed, blacklisted? Just asking. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and really engaging. I want you to engage in these things. You need to engage in the conversations. You need to engage in the process it takes for us to get there. Seriously. You know, and when you go on social media and places like that, remember, a lot of us are being, what do they call that, shadow banned? Banned in one way, shape, manner, or form from getting our message out. And when you can't get your message out and you can't get your numbers up, for us, for people like me, it turns into money. It is all about money at that point in time. You know, seriously. Anyway, look. It is coming up in election time, as many of you know. I go through this with you all the time. And you need to really pay attention to what's going on around you. You need to pay attention to the people around you that are running for election, that have been elected. Did they do the job? Don't say, I think so. Don't say, I haven't heard anything bad. You need to be able to say yes or no. Yeah, I've been watching them. 85%, they do their job. The other 15% of the time aren't things I'm really care about, really. But if you vote for somebody because they agree to do what you want them to do, they're on the same page as you, and then they don't vote that way, you need to be working to get rid of them. Working hard to get rid of them. Write this down. Well, actually, don't. Go to the website, or if you've got an iPhone, go to the Apple website, or Apple Store, whatever it's called. We have an app there. We have an app up on the Android site. And you can grab the show anywhere. You can respond. The live chat room is on there during the show. There's all kinds of stuff you can do up, you know, by having that app on your phone. You can call the show. You can email the show live while we're on the air. I want you to have a great rest of the day. God bless, and be good.